makes me even want to really seriously, and I'm saying more than real seriously, considering I'm talking about like tomorrow, take a little trip to Vegas in September. That's my bungee jump. I think that's my jumping out of an airplane. But I know it would be fun. I know not doing it would not be fun. I know I can sit at home for a week and read. I sit at home and watch, look at my walls, but it, and yeah, it'll probably snap by, go by really fast, but I will have those memories and I will have those fun, and at the end, I will have something to show for it.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
That's my bungee jump.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1400 of the BFO for right. The 7th of June 2013, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me little show. Y'all, Big Fatty has got a list, and it's National Donut Day, yes? Hello, munchkins. Big Fatty, I know what those are. Hi, everyone. Is going well, y'all. Y'all, we are under a weather alert. We are under a weather alert here in Charleston, here at the Fat Cave, because y'all, that tropical storm Andrea, y'all is barreling down on the Fat Cave, and y'all, we're expecting 3 to 6 inches of rain between Thursday night and Friday evening, and sustained winds of 40 miles per hour. And y'all, they've activated the FatCon 4, and y'all. We have been told that we do not have to report to the coal mine in the morning, y'all, because, you know, there may be flooding down in the mines. Yes, Big Fatty, we don't need that. And y'all, it's just, I'm sure we're going to be just fine, but I just wanted to bring you up to date on the on the weather alert. Yes, Big Fatty, the rat is at it again. But anyway, y'all had a visit to the El Dentisto on Thursday morning, which, by the way, as many of you may know, and there may be some of you that don't know this, but El Dentisto is Mexican for El Dentisto. Big Fatty! And y'all, it went fine. Y'all went in, and I was a little bit early, and so they took me on in. And y'all, you know, many times when I'm just getting a filling replaced, I do not do the Novocaine. It's just, you know, it's just, it takes too long for it to take effect and all that crap. And but, you know, this time I said, all right, give it to me, I don't care, because, you know, sometimes you just like to drool all over yourself. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. And y'all, what was that? What did I have for my lunch? What did I have for my lunch? Oh, I had the last of the poke, and the last of the green beans, and the next to the last of those good onions I like to cook. Yes, Big Fatty. And anyway, went in there and got the Novocaine. Y'all, this is a filling that was on the not the back tooth, because I still have my wisdom teeth. It's the next smartest tooth. Big Fatty, you silly. Next to the wisdom tooth on the upper left-hand side, and so he's got to get way back in there, y'all. They open wide, Big Fatty, and you know, it's almost like listening to a gentleman. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about it. But anyway, so all of that went fine. And y'all, it was a little bit cheaper than I expected it to be. They had initially told me that they thought the amount would be about $165 would be my portion of it. And you know, my insurance would only pay about 6 cents. About $65. So, but you know, I have a flexible spending account that I can get reimbursed and all that. But anyway, it was only $135 or something like that. So I don't know what happened. I'll probably get another bill for another $30, because you know that's how they get you. So anyway, y'all, a couple of things I want to mention to you. As Poodle said at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, today for right is National Donut Day. So y'all, I think you should have a donut for Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty. And so, cause you know everybody loves a donut, but just one. Just one. That's all you need. So anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, that was Timmy Sims. Oh, dear God. And y'all, Big Fatty was nattering with Timmy Sims on the Twitty on Hump Day night. And y'all, I'm beginning to get a feeling that Timmy Sims might just be coming to the Pride 48. And y'all, since I'm talking about Pride 48, I'd had a request from Miss Bacon to just read out on the little show the names of the people that have already signed up for the Pride 48. And y'all, hopefully by the time you're hearing this, I will have added Timmy Sims to the list. So, Big Fatty, why don't you just read the list then? Yeah, Gussie, y'all, of course, the first name on the list is Miss Kathy Bacon. Gary from Albuquerque, you know, I believe he lives in Phoenix. He'll be there. We've got that Daniel Biba. He's coming. Joy Bukaki and his husband from the Cocktails and Cream Puffs will be there. Y'all, that Adam Burns has now signed up. He's got his room already. Y'all, David, that Blue Jeans guy's coming. That Wendy Cameron. Ed and Mark, along with Jeremy and Caitlin from the It's All About Me little show. Amy Cole, she's bringing a bachelorette party with her. Big Fatty will be there. TJ from Nowhere, along with Christian Mesa. Brian and Curtis from the Game Night guys. Jay and Beth are going to be there. Christina from Greetings from Nowhere. John in Vermont is going to be there. The Laughing Buddha, that big liar Mike Lawson and Joe Batance will be there. Kingsley's going to be there. Nico Martinez is going to be there. RC Martinez and Tom are going to be there. The Seda 69. Luke Miller and his co-host Edward are going to be there. Romo and a special guest are going to be there. Then we've got Veritable Virgo, Moose P. We've got Nessa. She's going to be staying with Christian and the Ginger Bear. Yo, we've got the kids from the... Pot is my co-pilot, Taylor and Taffy and Rodan, and perhaps their respective spouses. Michael and Squamish is going to be there. Gavin's going to be there. He's going to be there with Tracy, R.T. Cruiser from the future's coming. Matthew from Chaotic Ravings is going to be there. Nicole from Greetings from Nowhere. Bertha Burt's going to be there. Waylon and James Leroy. And y'all, Joe Zubia from Dallas. He's gonna be there also, y'all. We're up to 53 people, or 54 if we get Timmy Sims. Yes, Big Freddy. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, got on the ball and sent a couple of things over to Spot and Big Fatty. So, y'all, let's go back. The one I didn't read the other day was from that Peter G. By the way, he's up there in New York. New York's so nice, I named it twice. And it says, let's flip a coin. Heads, I get tail, and tails, I get head. Big Fatty Volga. It's National Flip a Coin Day, and the fat one has a choice for his gentleman callers. I love that one, Peter G. Had him then set one in that says, this is so funny, I couldn't help but post it. Poor Pussy Mac Spaghetti. Big Fatty, what are you? Big Fatty, that's terrible. Y'all, Big Fatty is in his tennis outfit, and he is serving up a kitty cat. Big Fatty, that's awful. And then Had him did another one, and it says, the more you burp, the more you fart. Big Freddy, that is just vulgar. And it says, didn't know Big Farty was a fat. What? Huh? What? Big Freddy, I don't know. Y'all, now I meant to mention on that list that's coming to Pride 48, there are some names that I'm mentioning, like the Faye driver. You know, he is probably gonna swoop in. You know, but right now he's betrothed. He is betrothed, and he's got other things on his mind. By the way, did you hear? Did you hear? He crashed his car. All I got to say is, I bet you good cash money that he was recording when he crashed the car, and it'll be one of those things that we never hear. We'll never hear it, I guarantee it. But no one was hurt except for the little red sports car, and y'all, it's dead as a doornail. Dead as a doornail. Anyway, so Faye driver, we're glad you're okay, but quit putting the pedal to the metal. Yes, Big Freddy. And we, you know, that Donna Sugars, she's not on there yet. But we know that Donna Sugars is coming, and, you know, several people are going to bring somebody with them, or they may bring someone with them. So y'all, we're going to have a gay old time. We're going to have a good crowd there. So, anyway, by the way, y'all, I went over to the Luxor to see how much, it would cost for a comparable room over there. In the tower rooms, which are comparable to what most of us are staying in over there in the Excalibur, y'all, in the Excalibur, it would cost you $370. It would, with the Pride 48 discount, it's about $430 over in the Luxor, and if you do their 30% off, it'll cost you $480. So, you know, I'm telling you, the good deals are with that Pride 48 discount. Y'all, if you need a little help with that, send Big Fatty an e-letter, and I'll send it to you. And y'all, speaking of Pride 48, this Sunday night, the 9th, which happens to be, by the way, the celebration of exiting the birth canal for that Mitzi Morris, y'all, on Sunday. So send her a little pancake love. Yes, Big Fatty, she's lovely at the House of Pancakes. Anyway, but this Sunday night at 7 p.m. in the evening, Eastern time, we'll have another State of the Station. Mainly going to be talking about the June event, which runs the 21st through the 23rd. This Sunday, any little shows that want to participate, whether you're going to be in Vegas later or not, now's the time. It's your last chance to get in on the June 21 through 23. We want all the shows we can get for that. So get over there and sign up, and there's a list of them over there at the Pride 48 also. Y'all, you know that Kim... Beaver. Y'all, the comments. The comments at the BFO have just had been a little on the quiet side. And y'all, I relate it directly to the fact that that Miss Beaver wasn't around. And y'all, I was worried, so I put it out on the Twitter. Where's Miss Beaver? Miss Beaver said, "Oh, I'm here, Big Fatty. I'm just lurking." And you know, then she commented a couple of times, and y'all, the comments have just taken off. So Miss Beaver, poor Big Fatty. Do not neglect your BFO duties. No, Big Fatty. But Miss Beaver's busy. I guess she was inspired by the hats moving. She's gone in and cleaned out some clutter and done some painting there at the lodge or whatever. But y'all, hopefully the lodge will be open again very soon. Very, very soon. Have you heard of this thing called the Candy Crush? Because, y'all, I've heard people talking about it, and I'm like, what the hell is the Candy Crush? I went and I goggled it. You know, that's when you go onto this series of wires and tubes. Dr. E. Pluribus Stone told me about this. You put in there the Candy Crush, and y'all, it popped right up, and it's free. It's absolutely free. It's one of those games. And, y'all, it's kind of like Candyland meets Tetris or something like that. I don't know what it is. Or not Tetris, but the Diamond Mine. Y'all, it's a little addictive. I saw that the crazy Mexican that had him has gotten addicted to it. But y'all, it's not as easy as you think it is. I'm sure that Peter G probably does it in his sleep. Y'all, if you ever play that Peter G in any of those games online, y'all, he will kick your ass. He will just kick your ass is all I got to say. So y'all, one other thing about Pride 48, I just received word from Miss Bacon that if Larkin decides to come, she will personally buy two cakes. Big Freddy, what did you say about cake? I said buy two cakes for Pride 48.
Big Freddy, I don't like it when that phone rings.
Y'all, it's Poodle, it's usually crazy, it's batshit crazy Miss Bacon. Let's just see who it is. Just hang on. Hello?
Hello, Big Fatty, darling. It's your friend, Huntington Toes. Darling, I received the case of grapefruit, and darling, I'm not sure that this is working. I've had at least 8 of the things, and I've not lost a single pound yet, darling. Darling, Big Fatty, fix it. Come pick these up. Get rid of these damn grapefruits. They're all over my house. They're starting to get flies. And darling, I've put at least 3 at a time inside my fudge vagina. And, I've not lost a single pound. Please, darling, come and fix it. Big Fatty, darling, come fix it. It's your friend, Tommy Tinkerhead.
Big Fatty, who is it? Poodle, I think that's that strange voice. Tommy Twinkletoes, I think. And, is something about grapefruits? Well, you know, Big Fatty doesn't have any grapefruits. I got a couple things that are about the size of a grape. Big Fatty, don't get vulgar. But I don't know. I don't understand about the grapefruits. But I would be more than happy to fix your, what did you call it? Your fudge-gina? Big Fatty, fuck. So, y'all, I hope you have a great weekend. Don't forget this Sunday night, State of the Station. And then, of course, the Tony Awards on this Sunday night. It couldn't get any gayer than that, y'all, is all I got to say. Timmy Sims, you got anything you're going to be doing this weekend?
That's my bungee jump.
Oh, I think I'd listen to State of the Station and the Tonys.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay.
Meh!
been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.